Richard Morse, I see some kind of grassroots movement that people organize themselves. People are not waiting anymore that the government solves the problems.
I haven't seen any Haitian government intervention in 4 months. I think the Haitian government is trying to figure out ways to get the $14 billion, but I don't think that they're actually out trying to help people. I think they're spending all their energies trying to figure out ways to convince people to give them money.
Is it reasonably possible to spend $14 billion on Haiti in a reasonable time?
I don't want to sound pessimistic, but I don't think they want to spend $14 billion on Haiti. I think they want to get the money and then figure out what to do with the money once they have it.
So this is the same pattern that we had before in Haiti.
Some roads have been built. I hear people always talking about hundreds of millions of dollars. You know, I hear those are the kinds of figures I hear coming through Haiti. There's a disaster, I hear $200 million. There's another disaster, I hear $300 million, you know. There's an aid meeting, or there's an AIDS conference, or there's a donors conference. I hear $100 million, $200, $300 million. It just sounds like a lot more money is being talked about than I'm seeing the results of. I mean, Haiti is considered the poorest country in the hemisphere. And, you know, I've been hearing that for 20 years. And if after 15, 20 years, we're still dealing with the same people that have created this poorest country in the hemisphere, I don't know why we should expect that to change. I would think that at some point we should talk about new players.
Civil society will notice that no government can solve the problem. They have to solve it themselves, not waiting anymore. Do you think this is a perspective for people here?
There was a civil society, a quote-unquote civil society movement in 2004 to get rid of Aristide. And then when the interim government came in, they were more repressive than Aristide. And yet I never heard the civil society criticize them. I'm not sure where the hope is. I believe that there have to be new voices, new names, new players. Try something else.
Do you hear these new players, these new voices? Are they here? Are they in Haiti?
I think that these old names and old voices are such professionals at what they do. It's very difficult for, you know, someone to come in. You know, Bill Clinton is representing the UN. And, I mean, I see him taking pictures with people that have done very well in the last 20 years. Why have so few people done so very well? And then everyone else has done so poorly. It must mean that the people who are supposed to be representing the country are only representing themselves. I would think that someone as intelligent as Bill Clinton would be able to see through that, and I would think that he himself would make an effort to talk to different people.
How is Haiti perceived in New York, in Europe, in Brussels? Do you believe that they have a notion what's going on here? They are maybe dealing with the wrong people here?
Recent history tells us that we're dealing with the wrong people, just because these are the people who we've been dealing with for over 20 years, and the outcome has been so bad. You know, I don't have access to Bill Clinton, so I can't tell Bill Clinton, you know, why are you still talking to these people? I mean, I saw Bill Clinton speaking to the owners of these ports. The Haitian ports are privately owned, and that's where all the monopolies come through, and these people aren't financially strapped. I don't know why the reconstruction dollars are going to people who are doing so well in an economy. I would think that we would try and address perhaps the rural population. Why did Port-au-Prince go from under a million people to 3 million people in 20 years? You know, because there's no economy in the countryside, and because the economic plans that we followed have brought everyone to Port-au-Prince. It's destroying. There is no economy. there is no economy for the country. There is an economy for, you know, a dozen families. And I don't know why Bill Clinton is hanging out with these dozen families.
If we go to your personal life, you're a musician, and you are an entrepreneur, and you are running a hotel, and you are an anthropologist. Recently, you became also a blogger. Now, between all these activities, what is the most important? Is it not that you can move much more blogging than playing music?
The people who read my blogs don't know my music, and the people who know my music don't know my blogs.
This is a bad situation.
The people who know my music in general don't have access to the internet. So they don't have computers in their homes in general. And I usually blog in English, whereas I sing in Creole and I sing to the Haitian population. And so it's actually two different publics. And it's two different sectors of the population.
But you reach out beyond the borders with this blogging activity because you reach us, you reach other people, you reach people outside of Haiti, I think.
The blogging reaches people who are interested in Haiti, and I believe Haitian diaspora, but also Europeans and Americans and people from all over the world. I've gotten feedback from people all over the world. It's more difficult. Most of my music is bootlegged, and so because of this, I don't produce many albums. I do a lot of live shows in Haiti. I do carnival songs. You know, I do some videos. But because of the bootlegging, it's difficult for me to just continue to produce albums. So I try and produce enough music for the Haitian population, and I believe that music reaches the Haitian diaspora to a certain degree, especially the carnival songs. The music is entertainment, and the blogging is much more a cry for help.
Going back to the earthquake and the hotel, this hotel should not be intact. Is that correct? How do you explain it to yourself?
Well, we used to have 20 rooms. Now we have 7 rooms. We've had some damage. We do seem to have fared fairly well in considering how other people have done. We pray. We're not atheists. We pray. And that's, you know, that's really the only way I can explain this. There's no rational explanation for why we're standing.
It's against gravity, what we see here. Is that correct?
It's a miracle. It's a miracle. And we were very lucky. We have a hotel staff. Everyone survived. I have my musicians. Everyone survived. My family's here. Everyone survived. So we were very lucky. And all I can say is thank God.
To what God do you pray?
I pray to God. I pray to the Holy Trinity. I pray to Jesus, Mary, Joseph, the male saints, the female saints, the voodoo loas, and the dead and the ancestors.
So we get a lot of help.
We pray a lot, yes. If you pray with faith, then your prayers will be answered. I cannot say that I knew that we were going to have an earthquake and therefore I prayed to survive the earthquake. All I can say is that we pray and we try and pray every day, and that's the only explanation I have, because this was a very difficult time. I went out looking for staff people and I saw people who suffered greatly during the earthquake. I saw people who almost escaped their homes. I saw arms sticking out. I saw legs. I saw half bodies. I saw many people who almost escaped. I still go by buildings that are in heaps, and I'm thinking to myself that there must still be people buried. And so it's a great tragedy. I don't believe that everyone has been converted by the tragedy. I believe that people who were greedy before the earthquake remain greedy after the earthquake. People who were helpful or kind or willing to help their communities before the earthquake have remained so, or even more so, and people who were just taking care of their own selves and their bottom dollar, I believe that they remained that way after the earthquake also.
Voodoo is a religion, a recognized religion in Haiti. How do these people, these adherents to this religion, explain the earthquake? Do they have an explanation? Can they accept that when they ask the question, why us? We are poor. We are helpless.
There was an earthquake in Haiti, and then there was an earthquake in Chile, and then in Taiwan, and Mexico, and China. And I cannot identify any common threads through all these earthquakes. So, you know, and then the volcano in Iceland. You know, it's probably all somehow connected. I believe that Haiti suffered more because Haiti does not have an infrastructure to build buildings and for urban planning that takes into consideration natural disasters. The leadership is lacking, and when I say leadership, it's government and economic leadership. Is lacking, and that's why I'm concerned that perhaps the UN and Bill Clinton are still working with the people who have so evidently been lacking in compassion for the Haitian people.